Proclamation number 8468 of 14th of April, 1963. Only Jesus can strengthen the will. The fact that I died for you humans on the cross was an act of grace of such profound significance that it cannot be held up to you often enough, so that you will also make use of the grace which the man Jesus acquired for you humans through this death. For as soon as you disregard Jesus Christ's act of salvation, there will be no redemption for you, and you will remain bound in the power of the one who is and will remain your enemy, who never wants you or beat you but will only plunge you into ruin since he lacks all love. You yourselves are also devoid of all love due to your past apostasy from me, for you rejected my illumination of love. And as long as you are still in the power of the adversary who caused your apostasy from me, you will never be able to receive my strength of love either, for this requires your own voluntary willingness to let yourselves be illuminated, and you will never be able to muster this will, for your will is extremely weakened. Through my death on the cross I acquired for you the blessings of a strengthened will. Thus it will no longer be impossible for you to release yourselves from the adversary's power if you seriously want to do so and turn to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ to release you, to redeem you from sin and death. Apart from him there is no one who could help you in your adversity, for Jesus is your Redeemer, he is your God and Father, it is he to whom you owe your existence, for Jesus and I your Father from eternity. R1. I myself offered the act of salvation for you humans in the form of the man Jesus, so that the act of atonement visibly took place for you humans, and you can now also consciously carry your guilt of sin to the cross, for you can only be redeemed from your original guilt if you want this yourselves. When you realize that you have sinned against me yourselves and you now ask me myself and Jesus to forgive your guilt. What was impossible for you before my crucifixion, that you were able to muster the strength to fight the enemy of your souls, became possible for you after my crucifixion, because then you had an abundance of grace at your disposal which you only needed to use by turning to Jesus of your own free will and asking him that he may also have died for you. And truly, your guilt will be redeemed for the sake of Jesus' blood. Yet you can never be released from your past guilt if you pass by Jesus Christ, then you will irrevocably continue to carry your burden which presses you to the ground, and you will remain a slave to my adversary, you will continue to live in darkness and weakness, you will be wretched beings who walk the earth without any spiritual success, whom my adversary does not release and who alone cannot muster the strength to detach themselves from him. If only you humans could grasp the significance of Jesus and his mission on earth, and if only you could muster the will to turn to him for help in your adversity, for only if you acknowledge him as the Son of God, in whom I myself became human and who died on the cross for you and your sins, will he strengthen your will, and then you will also have the strength to detach yourselves from the enemy of your souls. But because you don't know about the correlations, about the cause of your existence as a human being, about your actual relationship with me, your God and Creator, you don't seriously think about what Jesus' earthly life and his suffering mission was based on, and you don't consciously make use of the blessings which, however, are at your unlimited disposal if only you want to accept and make use of them. Just as once Lucifer, the first fallen angel spirit, plunged you into the abyss, so now Jesus, the Son of God, will help you up out of this abyss again. But you were not forced to fall then, and so you are not forced to return now either. Your free will has to prompt you to turn to Jesus, and then you will truly feel his strength and power, then you will be released from my adversary and become full of light and strength again yourselves, because the Divine Redeemer will give you light and strength as soon as you acknowledge Him and thus me, myself and Him. He redeemed the great original sin of all fallen spiritual beings and has now opened the door for them again into my kingdom, which they would not have been able to enter in their state burdened by the original sin. He paved the way for all beings to return home to their Father's house. Yet no being is forced to take this path. Instead, he, the human being, has to follow Jesus voluntarily. He is to want to be redeemed through Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross and therefore also voluntarily renounce my adversary. And what he cannot achieve on his own, he will be able to do with the help of the Divine Redeemer, who has paid the ransom for all souls, so that the adversary must release every soul which wants to be released from him. And in order for it to want to do so, the man Jesus died the most bitter death on the cross. He offered himself as a sacrifice and bought all souls free with his blood. This work of mercy is so immeasurably significant, and yet many people pass it by and do not avail themselves of the most delicious thing that can be offered to them on this earth. They persist in sin and refuse to acknowledge Jesus, and thus they do not acknowledge me, myself either, who died for you in Jesus on the cross in order to redeem you. Amen.